No, I think I'll keep it at the college level predominantly because I think that's where the majority of us work. And I think the biggest difference is, you know, in general, the emphasis on lower body and core development from a physical standpoint. In the past, it was a much more hands-based game. Okay, you know, the things that we would look for would be how good were people's hands and what they could do with the ball. Now it's you're shifting your view from arms and hands and shoulders and upper body as what they can handle to how well do they move, how well do they play defense, what is the focus has shifted and how do you train based on that? Because it used to be a lot more of just general injury prevention stuff, and that was what tennis players, if they did any off-court training, that's where it would focus, would be the injury prevention side. Now it's all about, you know, rate of force development, power outputs, developing first step quickness, acceleration mechanics, change of direction mechanics, and then, you know, being able to do all that while also still keeping with the injury prevention focus. So I think the change in emphasis has moved from the upper body and hands and the tennis skill side of that to they've all got pretty good tennis skills. I mean, that side of the game is sort of under control in general. Now it's like what separates the top players, whether it's at the college level or the pro level, is what do they do with the lower body? How can we get that to where it needs to be? And on the pro level, it's very clear. The top 10 players in the world, men's and women's, both sides, you can look at both sides, are the better athletes in general. I mean, not only are they better at one component, they're better on average at all the components. The strength, the speed, the power, the endurance, the flexibility. And that's another factor where the flexibility, especially in the junior players that many of you see coming through the doors, it's pretty bad when they get to you, most of the time. And that's one of the things we try to educate the coaches that work with the younger kids that you hopefully will see, that they need to do a better job of educating and staying on the kids to focus on the flexibility, because it doesn't matter how good we can do our training programs and we can do our on-court work, if their flexibility is not there, they're going to make up for it somewhere else. You know, one of the most common things, you know, we see is that lunging for the ball, the issue, and most of the time that's a result of lack of flexibility in the hips and the lower body. If they can't get down in the position they want to get to, instead of getting low, they're going to end up, what are they going to do? They're going to end up doing that, breaking it at the back, lower back issues, and all that long term is what we're really more concerned about. So flexibility, again, needs to be prioritized. And I know most of you probably are doing that. It's just how can we do it more? And we've got restrictions in number of hours a week you have access to the players. But if it's structured right, it can still be prioritized every day, every session, major flexibility component.